Hey guys, and welcome to Lyrics Mind. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be a little bit different. I want to do a guided meditation with you all, just to do some energy healing. So if you can, just get comfortable, lay down and relax. I'm not going to put on any background music or anything, but before I get into anything, I just want you guys to go ahead and find like a comfortable space and then just listen to the rest of what I'm going to say, and let that be your preparation for the reading. If you want to, definitely get some water. Water helps remove the energy and helps, you know, clear it out as you are working through the blocks. So what do I want to work on today? The energy clearing that I want to do today is one around the inner child and like sexual healing. Not in a way that's like inappropriate, but in a way that's just liberating. I feel like a lot of people may have blocks around their inner child that prevents them from really experiencing like a sexual lifestyle that they really are desiring, but for some reason aren't able to fulfill that. And that's normal, it's completely fine, especially in today's age. A lot of us are getting a little bit more sensitive to the energy, so we're not able to we're not really able to suppress as much as we have in the past. So a lot of stuff is being brought up. So I just want to help clear that. And I feel like that was probably just that line itself is going to definitely clear, start the process of clearing some things. Okay, so this is my first time doing this. So just bear with me. I've done like private readings, but not like this. And like I said, I'm not going to be talking. I'm not going to have any background music. I just want you guys to lay down. If you want to get into a comfortable position, there's no right or wrong when it comes to which position you want to get in. If you want to lay down, sit on a chair, whatever you feel most comfortable with. So I'm just going to start by calling in your angelic team. If I go quiet, it's just me talking to them and helping move in the energy. When I do that, I just want you guys to use that time to go inward and just try to reflect a little bit deeper on exactly what's going on. So just take a deep breath in. Hold it and then breathe out. I'm going to go in one more time. Hold it. Breathe out. You just want to hold it for a few seconds. We just want to get you a little bit relaxed. Feels as if there's a lot of tension around the body. I'm feeling there is a lot of tension around like the shoulder areas, maybe the lower back, and kind of like joint pain is what I'm picking up on as well. So we're just gonna do a full body scan and just get you grounded, and then we're gonna start the actual healing. So what I want you to do is just think of a white light over the top of your head. It's clear, it is bright, very luminous. It is about like 6 inches from your head. Like if you think of The Sims, you see that white light just over top of you. What I want you to do is just imagine it scanning over your body, and as it scans over your body, I just want you to slowly relax at the same time. I don't want you to have any restrictions. Definitely, if you feel any restrictions, just go ahead and acknowledge that and just let it release itself. Or once you acknowledge it, just let it be, and then we'll clear that when we move forward. So this white light is over top of you, and it is skiing over your head, down, down over your shoulders, and you're gonna feel your shoulders relax. And if you can, relax your jaw and your tongue as well. Just take a deep breath. It's gonna go all around your arms, your chest, all down your torso. There's a lot of stagnant energy right here, so this is exciting. I'm excited to do this for you guys. So I just want you to take another deep breath. We're still in the torso area. There's no need to rush. It's gonna go as the pace that's required, you know? Give yourself the ability to just be in the present moment and not think about when it's gonna end. So just keep breathing. The torso area has just a little bit of energy in it. It feels a little bit gunky, I'm not gonna lie. Just blocked. Just some things that possibly aren't yours. So I'm just gonna try to use that light to clear that. Just want you to breathe and relax. The energy work will do itself. You don't have to do anything but just be accepting of it. And I just want to release any resistance around accepting this. There's a lot of resistance. It's okay. You could just feel, some people may feel like any tingling sensations. With me, it feels as if I'm like burning off energy, like it's like evaporating from me. So if you feel that, that's a sign as well that the energy is working. If you don't feel anything at all, that's completely okay. Sometimes the energy takes a little bit longer to download. We're still in the torso area, and we're gonna just work our way down to the hips. And we're just gonna go in the kidneys right now and just try to polish those up a little bit. It's like they just feel a little dull to me. Make sure you're drinking enough water and really feeling as if you're getting, like, if you have like a low iron or anything, like definitely taking like your anemic pills, not anemic pills, your iron pills. But the hips feel very loose, but at the same time, there's a need to control that. So you're just gonna scan over that and release that tension. Okay, now we're gonna work our way to the thighs. The legs can really store a lot of pent-up energy, so you just wanna, like, you have restless leg syndrome, and sometimes that's just a lot of energy being pent up, and it could just be a block in your root chakra, since that is the connection where your hips are at. And I feel like your hips, and your, like, your womb area definitely are active, but they just feel, it's like newly active, kind of. So it just could be just adjusting to that energy. So we want to go over the legs and just move that energy so it's not all stuck in the root chakra, but it's actually, you know, getting to the rest of your body and helping you feel a little bit balanced. So we're gonna keep scanning all the way over the knees, over the calves, down to your toes. So now I want you to imagine this light getting brighter. It is fully surrounding your body at this time and just helping burn off any outer layers that are preventing us from working on removing any blocks. Take a deep breath. And I'm just gonna keep working on the lower body for a second. So just relax and think about just something peaceful, something that would bring you satisfaction, that will ease your mind, or just make you feel calm. If you have any thoughts that are coming up, don't try to block them out. Don't try to like turn them away. Just accept what is coming up and let it be. So we're still working on this light. There's a few layers around you that are just a little thick, and they're preventing just a little bit of energy being, okay, we got a little bit of movement, but just a little bit of energy being downloaded. So I just want to call in your angels just a little bit more reinforcement to send some love your way. I definitely feel like you could feel that. Feels just very relaxing. So we're just gonna try to calm any nerves that are coming up around this outer shell being broken. And again, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to think about anything. You could just sit here and just feel the energy. If you want to play this while you're sleeping, you definitely can. And I'm just gonna be doing my magic over here. Okay, I'm just gonna ask the universe to mop up any resistance. Oh, that was a big one. Mop up any resistance. Any resistance to the resistance. Any resistance to the healing. Any resistance to the downloads. Any resistance to the angels. I'm just gonna clear that. And I'm just going to download some compassion. I know this is a lot of prepping work, but I just want to make sure you're completely relaxed for the inner work that we're going to be doing. So, outer shell is going to be relaxed. Okay, I think we're ready. Just gonna ground your energy a little bit. Your soul is trying to escape in a way. It's trying to have like an out of body experience, but prematurely. So we just want to get your spirit and body in sync. So let's just align that. That was big. Going to integrate the spirit and the soul and the body. So what's the difference between a spirit and a soul? The spirit is what I like to feel. It feels as if it's like your higher self. It has a higher knowledge of things, but it doesn't have the utmost, you know, highest knowledge. And I feel like your soul is a deeper understanding of the world on the grander scheme of things. So your soul would be like that godlike conscience. Your spirit would be like your ancestral conscience. And then your body, just like your 3D awareness of the universe. So we're just going to, if you feel any, there could be some tugging in the womb area, and it feels like that may be the main focus for today. Let's just clear that. So I'm just gonna have your angels, you could feel them just pull out anything that feels as if it is just it feels a little murky, just a little bit. So I feel like the murkiness of this is smaller and like not as impactful as you may think it is, but just it being there is causing some type of irritation. So we're going to release that. And what I'm also going to do is just ask your angels to release any resistance around releasing this, because I feel like we're releasing it, but that feels as if there's a block around actually letting it go. So we're just going to have that released for you. So I'm just going to see where else they want us to go. Relax your shoulders again. I feel like you're tensing up. We're going to release the thought of the impossible happening. That's deep in your navel area, like right where you're, I believe that's the sacral chakra. But it feels as if there's just a little bit, not a little bit, a bit of doubt. Kind of, if you imagine like the size of a golf ball, we're just going to shrink that. So just imagine it getting smaller. I just want you to breathe as it shrinks. Okay, it's gonna keep shrinking until it is non-existent. And what's gonna happen, this energy, since we are removing these blocks, there could be a sense of like holes being left in you, and we're just gonna have the universe just download some love into those and permanently remove everything that we have been clearing so far. And moving forward, so we don't have the need to fill those with the same type of energy, and we can move forward and not feel as if we're repeating the same thing. Because sometimes people have that clearing and then they don't realize that they're putting those blocks back in those same areas. So we just want to permanently remove those, and there's just a bit of fear around that, so we're just gonna, oh, it's a big one, we're just gonna release the fear. And I definitely encourage you guys to watch this multiple times, because there feels as if there's just, you're going in and out. So I feel like this is just really heavy. Not heavy in a way where it's burdensome, but heavy in a way where the intensity of the release is just a lot for you. And that's okay. I want you to take a deep breath. Release that. Okay, guys. I feel like just going to release anything, how much you're still sorry, how much are you healing? How much are you willing to accept the healing I'm getting? It's about almost accepting that, like about 95%. So we're going to go in and just ask that any just like small interferences just be removed, small, just tiny bugs that can get in the way that we pick up. What this look like is like watching a TV show that may trigger something within us that we didn't know, and just like picking up on anything unknowingly. We're just going to ask the universe to permanently release those. And I just want you to think about all of those negative feelings that you may have towards your sexual healing to just be released at this time. And you can do so by just having an open mindset and relaxing, as we've been doing the whole reading. It's bringing me back to repeating the same steps over again. So what this lets me know is that we're working on multiple layers that could feel as if it's the same thing over and over again, but in reality it's different. So we're just working on releasing different stitches in the lining. Okay, I feel a little bit lighter, so I think that's definitely going to unpack nicely. This could unpack for, I'm going to give this about a week. I'm going to give this a week timeline because I usually give it a unlimited timeline. But I want to give this a week, so I want you to check back and let me know how things work within a week from now. It could start working instantaneously if you have any like monetary issues that are coming up. This definitely can help heal those. And then just like any kind of, if you get any desires to do any like sexy stuff yourself, any like self-pleasure or just like pictures or anything along the lines of that, it's definitely highly recommended. If you are into just getting comfortable with that side of yourself, then I definitely recommend you getting, you know, just more interested in that. And if you're not, I definitely feel like this is going to push you to get outside that comfort zone of yours and really just feel the liberation of your sexual self and your inner child. I know we didn't really talk about the inner child as much, but it feels as if just the getting to the outer layers was the most important part. So maybe I'll do like a second part to this, or just a deeper integrated lesson, so we can get deeper into that. So what I do want to do is just ask the angels to assist you with just detaching from this reading at this moment. We're just going to close off of just any kind of connections that we have that keep us in this time and space. And what I mean by that is that sometimes we experience something for the first time and it could be very like refreshing to the body. And what we can do is sometimes place blocks around the second time we experience that out of fear. So I just want to detach you from this reading at the end, so you're not trying to use this reading to fill any kind of gaps or anything that we've been clearing. I just want you to just focus on downloading this, trusting this, and we're just going to detach from this reading. It's okay to detach. Okay, there we go. It's fine. Okay. I'm going to ask your angels just to help you see the pattern over the next week so you can fully feel refreshed and liberated. definitely let me know how this feels to you guys. If you're interested in any one-on-one healing, my hour-long readings do offer that. That is the only reading that I offer where I do energetic work. Like, we take time to actually focus. I'm sorry. Focus on your blocks personally. And we go through and try, I do like a full body scan and we try to work through, what comes up at the time. So if you're interested in that, definitely let me know and we can go from there. Let me just make sure you're all set to go. I just want to close out saying some love, close out any kind of openness right now. Get you out of that meditative state, wake you up a little bit, relax your shoulders and your body, and just let you have a good night rest or a good day. And I hope you guys have a great day. Let me know how this goes. Yeah, enjoy.